Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We have got an enormous show for you straight ahead, and I'm kid you not, very, very excited about everything that we have in store for you, because it is, well, let me just give you a little sneak peek. The Wing Feather Saga TV show dropped last night, the first episode. Angel Studios' newest offering, largest crowdfunded kids animated series ever made in the history of television. I walked the red carpet just a few nights ago, and I've got behind the scenes discussions with Andrew Peterson, Chris Wall, executive producers, some of the cast of the production, Keith and Kristen Getty, Ellie Holcomb, musicians that were in attendance, and some of which participate in the show, and then Lady Ariel herself. Jodie Benson from The Little Mermaid, one of the main character voices in this series. She will be with us. That's all coming up tonight. Then I've also got the New York Times number one best-selling author. She's number one, top of the list right this very minute. Harris Faulkner is going to be here from Fox News. A whole book about how prayer in the midst of people's lives has actually impacted, and their faith has actually impacted their circumstances that they have been walking through. Very powerful discussion with her in the Ladies' Lounge coming up in a little bit as well. We've got some breaking news that we'll get to in just a moment, and also I need to give you an update. We are still about at least 50 slaves away from reaching the 192 slaves liberated goal for this year in 2022 for the Christian Solidarity International, as we are attempting to liberate literal slaves in northern Sudan that were taken captive in the Civil War. We have done this for the last number of years. You've helped us free over 3,000 slaves to date. We have at least 50 more to go. And so the McCulloughs would just like to put this challenge down. If we can have 12 people liberated tonight, the McCulloughs are also going to liberate 12 slaves. So could you do one? $250 will liberate one woman from captivity. It will give her everything she needs to start her life over again, and she will be transported safely to a safe region where she will not be recaptured or retaken. Christian Solidarity International has been doing this for a while. Todd Chatman will be back with me to discuss, but here's that number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I'm getting very concerned. We always want to do this as a kind of a Christmas present to those that we are able to liberate, and we are running out of time. We're already into December. It is fast coming to the end of the year. I don't want to lose any momentum. And if you could give a larger gift tonight, specifically maybe a gift of $2,500, that would liberate 10 women in one gift. It's fully tax deductible, and we would very much appreciate that. If you're able to do as much as $10,000, I would like to fly you to New York and have dinner with you. If you would have such a desire, we'd love to treat you to a nice time here in the city. We will make that offer for you tonight as well. If you can give a gift of $10,000, that's going to liberate, of course, 40 women all in one gift. So it's just one of those things where we are running out of time. So many of you have been faithful for so long. Some of you liberate one every year, and we're so grateful. Some of you have taken the family for family challenge, where you actually have the you have the once a month, it just comes out of your account, and we are grateful for the way that you are so faithful in doing that. And just every month you're liberating another life, and that's 12 all in one shot. So whatever you can do tonight, we are up against the wall. We really need to help liberate these final few women, and the number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, let me get to some of the breaking news from tonight, because this is rather significant. significant stuff. You know, we've got a Georgia runoff race this week in Georgia, and last night the former president Barack Obama was campaigning for Reverend Warnock.
We all know some folks in our lives who we don't wish them ill will. They say crazy stuff. We're all like, well, you know, Uncle Joe, you know what happened to him. You know, it's okay. They're part of the family. But you don't give them serious responsibilities.
Now, I find this really funny because Barack Obama is obviously taking a dig at Herschel Walker, saying he ain't too bright. That's basically what he's trying to get across there. But did you see the name that he inserted in the clowning around in that statement?
We all know some folks in our lives who we don't wish them ill will. They say crazy stuff. We're all like, well, you know, Uncle Joe, you know what happened to him. You know, it's okay. They're part of the family. But you don't give them serious responsibilities.
You mean like you foisted upon us, Mr. Obama, with crazy Uncle Joe, the one that's in the White House right now? You gave him the most serious job on planet Earth, and he's really not up to it. You're going to call Herschel Walker dumb when you put dementia patient one into the public service at the White House? I just find it really ironic that's where this is going, especially when the left is always about, you know, tone and not being mean and all the rest of it. Something else also strikes me, that this group is really up against a very, very twisted idea of what is free, particularly when you consider what is happening in China right now. And it has been the Obama-Biden philosophy, policies, etc., that kept us in the situation of COVID as long as we did. But have you seen what's going on in China? And thus far, the Biden White House has been completely silent on it. Take a look at this bit of video from, of all places, CNN. A man in China is being dragged out of his apartment. And he was only identified as having close contact with someone from COVID. And, of course, they're being dragged down the street. It is just horrendous what is happening here. And no one in the Biden administration seems to be paying attention. None. Awareness or concern or anything else. Or maybe they're just owned by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and that's why they're not saying anything about anything related to it. It is not shocking, it's abhorrent that Barack Obama thinks that crazy Uncle Joe in the White House can do a better job than Herschel Walker, and then neither one of them are willing to acknowledge one of the greatest crimes being committed against humanity right now. They are literally rounding Chinese people up and putting them into camps, quarantine camps, just because they were supposedly exposed to someone that had COVID. I mean, I'm far from pleased with how we handled the pandemic here, but we didn't go that far. So this is an important season, friends. Even this runoff in Georgia this coming Tuesday, and if you are in Georgia and you're watching or listening tonight, friends, you have to vote. You got to get out there. You got to get your voice heard, and you have to speak. And I pray that you would speak for the voice that speaks for America, not for the other powers that seem to be wielding influence right now. If you notice, most things in the Biden administration, it's against the American interest. We need people that will put the American interest first and keep American people free. Do you want to be in that scene that you just saw? Do you want to be dragged out by people in full-scale white suits? They call them the whiteies in China, because you see them coming in these. They look like the guys right out of the movie E.T. when they're handling the extraterrestrial, and they're all in those top-to-bottom suits, completely covered. That's how they're dealing with these people, and they're dragging them out simply because they were in the same area as someone who reported positive. Not whether or not they actually got it. Not testing based on whether or not they have it. And the Chinese people are not taking it anymore. In fact, they've said enough's enough, and we're not interested. So we've got a big show, big, huge show. The Wing Feathers, it's Wing Feathers Saga Night officially tonight. We got a lot of people from the cast, crew, and red carpet to welcome. Some very interesting conversations that I had, but we also are going to help free some slaves for Christmas, give these women some of their life back, and hopefully you can help us with that. 888-342-1010. Looking for at least one person to take the Family for Family Challenge tonight. That would be one slave a month that you liberate, and the McCulloughs will match it. One for one. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And if you want to give a large gift, a gift of $10,000 or more, I'll fly you to New York. We'll have dinner together, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll make it a fun, fun time for you if you would be willing to do that with us. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. We are very thankful for each of you that have taken the time to pick up a phone, make a call, or go online to bringherhome.org and liberate a slave. And you say slave, Kev, what do you mean slave? If you're just joining us, what slave? Todd Chapman is here with Christian Solidarity International. And Todd, a lot of people don't realize, I think partly because we don't want to realize, especially here in America, that slavery is at an all-time historic bad place. Millions and millions of people.
Yeah, I mean, based on the numbers we know, and here's the thing, we don't even really know how many slaves there are in the world, but 2018 figure had it listed as at least 40 million people around the world living enslaved today. And, you know, slavery of all different forms. There's, of course, you know, sexual slavery, women and children being trafficked, and it's a staggering statistic, 75% of all people in some form of slavery, it involves some sort of sexual, orientation, sexual trafficking and things like that. We're focused at CSI on working on people that have been basically kidnapped because it's a form of religious persecution that leads to slavery in Sudan. And this has been going on since, well, it's been going on probably forever, honestly. But, 1995 is when CSI came on the scene, and it really kind of came to a big head in the modern era during the Sudan Civil War.
Yeah.
And
which CSI, some people don't know, CSI was very instrumental in helping bring to a conclusion. Dr. John Eibner,
right,
the head,
right,
actually interfaced with a lot of the countries and brought them together to the table. Mm-hmm. The sad thing about that, and I was thankful that the war ended, but the sad thing about it was that none of the provisions for the ending of the war addressed the issue of the slaves that had been taken as the spoils of that war. So, sadly, this job has been punted down the road, but incredibly, CSI has been the most effective at getting people freed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so here's what happens if you've just joined us. So what happens is, these Arab Muslims basically come into South Sudan, and they will just pillage villages and take the women and oftentimes children, if they have children with them. And typically they discard the elderly people. I remember hearing a story about a young girl who was with her mom and her sister just, going about their daily duties, and these marauders come in, these Muslims, and they took she and her mom. They beat grandma up and left her behind because she didn't have any value. And so this girl and her mom, they find themselves in living in a life of slavery. Now they're trapped and they're beaten, they're raped, they're mutilated, and they're just living in fear of their life, having to do whatever they're told. And so can you imagine if that happened in your life? You read these stories, you hear these stories, and this is the kind of thing, this happened in the United States, man. This is the kind of stuff, well, when it does happen, if someone disappears, it becomes like an episode of one of those news magazine shows, it's 2 hours and you're watching it play out as how they're trying. It's happening all the time. It's been happening for years in Sudan, and most of us would never know about it, but thankfully CSI has been there for more than 25 years working diligently to effect rescue and not only retrieve these slaves from their captors, but also get them rehabilitated, get them on a path back to have a life that's good and what they wanted to begin with.
888-342-1010 if you want to help effect that rescue. 888-342-1010. $250 will liberate one person. And it was a very frequent thing that this was going on. I mean, to the degree that people could not
really, you know, even fall asleep at night because they were worried that, you know, something would come and happen. Now, the one upside of the Civil War, besides the cessation of the conflict, is that they did create South Sudan as the world's youngest country, and in doing so, there are no more raids, and the slaves that, as we free them, they are able to go back home in safety. And to our knowledge, you know, via CSI, we're not aware of any, you know, re-attempts to go back and recapture any of the slaves that have been liberated. But that's only if they make it to the South Sudan border, which they do a lot of the walking at night. They have to walk back. Sometimes it's days to get that journey accomplished. But they really do try very carefully to get them back. But once they're back, they are safe. And that recovery camp, the little vaccine for the cattle that affects their liberation, the recovery camp, the medical help that's given them when they are brought into the safety of the CSI camp, and then all of the goods that are given to them, whether it's the food for the next year or the seed for the year following or the little baby she-goat or all the utensils they need for fishing and gardening and all the rest of it. This is all part of that $250 called Bag of Hope. And it's really much more than just a single bag, but it is more than they've ever seen in terms of material goods in their life. And you're making it all happen when you give that gift. You're giving them those tools for their life. You're getting them out, and you're getting them the help that they need. And then, Todd, and I know you haven't been over there yet, neither have I, actually, but I've heard reports of the celebrations that go on when one of these slaves is returned to their family or their home. Because CSI works with the local churches on the ground, they throw the party of the year. They hoot and holler and scream and laugh and dance. They kill the fatted calf. They bring it out. They party like they've never partied before. Because in most cases, the families have given up on ever seeing these women again. And to have one of them walking in, it's kind of a, you know, prodigal son moment when the guy goes home.
Yeah, and even though it is beautiful, it's a bittersweet thing, though, because oftentimes, you know, they'll get, you know, some people out, but they have family members or oftentimes children. They might get the mom out and maybe a mom and one of the kids, but other children may remain behind. So even though they're thankful to be free, can you imagine as a parent, if you were caught in that situation with one or a couple of your children and, you know, the door is open for you to be released, you know, in essence, this retriever, slave retriever, they're able to negotiate, you know, maybe to get two of the four people, right? And you come out with one child, but you've still got two kids behind. I mean, that's got to be gut-wrenching. So while you're thankful that you're free, that's still an emotional, man, just what an incredibly difficult thing, because you know you've still got kids behind, and you got to believe that some of these moms would be like, I'm thankful that I'm free, but I would gladly go back if it would free my child.
And that's what they tell. That's what they tell the CSI staff when they get there.
Right.
They say, but I've got a child that's back there. There's other slaves. Don't stop is what they ask. The first thing they say is, thank you, God. The second thing they say is, don't stop until we get them all out. And great news on that front, friends, because some of you that have been listening for a few years, you've known that we've been aiming in this direction. But I did receive word from CSI earlier this year that this year we're actually affecting some of the children's release. You know, they're thought of as property. And so when the child is weaned, it's no longer the mom's. It belongs to the slave master who fathered it. And it's, you know, it's a very messed up situation. But we're helping to set it straight. Real quickly, we've got to take a break. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Russian officials say that the countries that supported a $60 cap on a barrel of their oil may not see a drop of it in the future. They're reacting to a decision by Western supporters of Ukraine, which includes the United States, on what they would pay for crude from the Kremlin. President Biden says he knows that an agreement with rail workers forced upon them by him and Congress does not have the sick pay that they wanted, but he insists that the fight is not over for that. Workers in four unions that deal with heavy freight, workers in four unions that deal with freight rail were blocked from striking after the president signed a resolution. Iranian state television says there will be a new nuclear power plant in the southwestern part of their country. The announcement comes amid tensions between Washington and Tehran. Indiana's near total ban on abortion is blocked by a second state judge following a lawsuit. The U.S. is out of the World Cup, falling to the Netherlands 3-1. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us here on this weekend evening. Thank you so much for joining us every weekend. A couple of weeks ago, I took a trip. In fact, it was back-to-back trips, red carpets on three consecutive nights, events in Atlanta, then Nashville, and then New York. And the second one that I was at, the one in Nashville, was for the Wing Feather Saga, a series of books that are coming to small screen via Angel Studios in a brand new, largest ever crowdfunded animation event that is really taking the children's literature world by storm. Andrew Peterson, longtime songwriter, well-known Nashville artist, is actually the author of the Wing Feather Saga, and I got to catch up with him and one of the producers, Chris Wall, on the red carpet at the premiere. Take a listen. All right, Kevin McCullough, Wing Feather Saga premiere, red carpet, black tie, and I'm wearing a blue jacket. Proud of it. Andrew Peterson now joins us. Andrew, I think, like a lot of people,
when I first heard that you had written storybooks for kids about this saga, I was kind of impressed, amazed, surprised, shocked, because people know you for your songwriting and for the stuff that you brought to the worship arena. Talk to me about what part of the brain this taps into and why you feel so motivated to get these stories out.
It really scratches the same itch. You know, it's like I'm... there's something about the thrill of subcreation. That's what Tolkien would have called it. That we are made by a maker. And so one of the ways we bear out his image in us is to make. We can't make out of nothing like he did. We take little pieces of things that we find along the way and we shape something new out of it. And so I've always been fascinated by that. Like when I was a kid, I was the one who was always failing tests but being told, you're so creative, you know. And so I've always had that itch to make stuff. It took me a long time. Once I was a Christian, I began to realize that this is one of the ways that we get to participate in the building of the kingdom of God is by looking at the world and using our God-given creativity to make something out of it. And so I think that songwriting and storytelling kind of come from the same place for me.
Well, congratulations on the launch of the saga. For people that aren't familiar with it, what are you hoping it accomplishes in their experience?
Yeah, I hope that it wakes up longing in people. And I hope they go on a hunt to find out what that longing is pointing to.
Well, you to be congratulated. Thank you for being here. And right here beside you, Mr. Chris Wall. Now, Chris, talk to us about, this is not just a Wingfeather saga premiere, but Angel has got a lot of stuff that they're kind of rolling out here, and some of the press have been given access to this behind the scenes. Why are you here? What are you talking about?
Well, I am just so excited to get Wingfeather saga to the screen to open the door for other stories like it. You know, there is an unserved middle space where we're not overtly Christian and we're not secular. We're in a place where we're spiritually informed, right? But here to do entertaining stories that are for families. And I think this space has been, you know, there's a hole. And so I'm excited about the way that they're curating it. I think the crowd is telling us, give us more stories like this.
So let me ask both of you about this. This is a completely different model that really The Chosen has kind of proven the case for. But there's going to be a day where there's no more middle arbitrator between creator and audience, and it's just going to be a community between the two. Does that excite you? Does that make you more motivated to do more stuff, Mr. Maker of Things?
Yeah, this is an arena I'm not used to working in, but that's really how my music career has always been. Like, you have a very clear sense when you're touring and making records that you would not be here without the people out there supporting you. And so I think it's pretty cool that there's now a way for that same model to work with film and television.
Same question to you. What are you excited about?
It's like a Patreon situation where you go, hey, there is art that should exist in the world. And it may not be for all outlets, it may not be for all people, but it should exist. And we think we get to use that, right? That pathway that's been created. And it's not only getting something funded or created, it's a path to people. It's I think the biggest strength that they have going is the ability to market and inform families about it, this commitment to it, right?
But isn't it relationship? And at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about?
Pure gospel, it's about who I am with Jesus and what difference that makes.
Well, and Chosen talks about that they loosen the cookie jar, you know, as far as this pattern. We know that Chosen developed by word of mouth, right? I mean, how many times did you have to hear about it before you finally watched it, right?
They've got 400 million viewers, and they're still the best-kept secret in show business.
That's right. And I think we're in the same model, that the books themselves and our show will go by people saying, check this out, check this out, because they didn't get the McDonald's advertising. They didn't get the big, massive billion-dollar advertising. It's something else that brings it.
We'll have more from the red carpet of the Wingfeather Saga in Hour 2 tonight with music artists Kristen and Keith Getty. Also, Ellie Holcomb were at the premiere. It was fun to catch up with all of my friends from the former music biz. Plus, we've got Harris Faulkner in the Ladies' Lounge coming up yet, second hour as well. And in the holiday music spotlight tonight, it's Lindsey Stirling. Huge show. Stay here.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves right to me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, the phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. It takes about 2 minutes to make your gift, and then you can rejoin us right here as we continue to tell you about the good things that are happening when you give. Todd Chapman rejoins me. Kevin McCullough, my name. So glad to have you with us. And Todd, I have spoken with people that have given to CSI. Sometimes I've had the joy of talking to some donors that have done some very amazing things. But there's not a single person that I've ever spoken to who's given a gift of any size that has come away
saying anything other than, thank you for telling me about what you're doing. We don't know about this. We've never heard of such thing as slavery in the modern era, and we didn't know that there weren't any organizations doing anything about it if there actually was. But this is something CSI has done for a long time. Why does CSI make it such a priority?
Well, I mean, because there's value in every human life, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. Every human being has value, regardless of race, creed, color, language that you speak. We all have value. We're all, as a person of faith, I believe what the Word of God says. We are all created in God's image. And, God has a beautiful plan for our lives. And frankly, the evil in this world, and all of the strife that comes from it is seeking in so many situations to just destroy that and to destroy people. And CSI for more than 25 years has been pushing back against that evil in the form of slavery and just, abhorrent violence against these innocent victims that are just going about life on a daily basis. You know, you hear these stories, and so many times it's children, young girls, moms, women that are just living a peaceful life, just going about, and suddenly these marauders come in, and next thing they know, they have been abducted and taken away to a completely different land, and then forced to do things they don't want to do and have no idea how they'll ever escape. And I can't imagine there's a person listening to us right now that would say, well, yeah, I don't see why. Why would anybody want to do that? Be a part of liberating those people? Of course, we all would, right? I mean, if you found yourself or your wife or daughter, someone in your life ended up in a situation like that, you would do everything you could to effect a rescue. You would stop at nothing. I would stop at nothing if my daughters or sons or grandchildren ended up in that situation. And that's what it's all about. And, I know it's easy to think, well, that's them, that's not me. But, the reality is there really is no us and them. It's only us. We are all human beings, and we need to be there to do what we can to help other people that are in crisis. And CSI is one of very few organizations that are actually involved in this work. And so if our stories are compelling you, and if you're hearing this for the first time, you're like, man, I had no idea. We really invite you to get involved in what CSI is doing. It's incredible that over the last 25 years, over 100,000 people have been saved. But it's also incredible that in spite of all that, which is great, there's still, more than 35,000 people that need to be rescued. So there's plenty of work to be done, and we need people like you who are like-minded, like-spirited, and could invest in this work, whether it's $250 or $1,000. We've got very generous people who are very blessed who contribute generously, $5,000, $10,000. If you have that capacity, that would be amazing. Think how many people that you could save with a $5,000 gift. I mean, that would be, 20 people? Maybe I'm doing the math wrong on that. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of lives saved.
Well, and I'm not beyond just outright bribing you, because of all the good that every dollar is going to do, I know that it'll be great. So if you give a gift tonight of $10,000 or more, I will fly to your town. I will have dinner with you and your family. I'll pick a restaurant of your choice. We'll treat you to it. And if you want me to, I'll come talk to your church, your community group, your small group about the work of CSI, and I'll be glad to do it. And won't ask you to pay my way to get there. That's how much I believe in what we're going to do, because I've seen it with my own eyes. My kids have learned about this. I mean, Todd, I mentioned before when we were talking that, during pandemic, we're all in the same facility together. So my studio's in one part of the house, and they hear me advocating CSI, Christian Solidarity International, slavery. Lots of questions come to mind. They start having this conversation as young children. And so we just decided, okay, we're gonna liberate a slave per month. And I don't say this so people will congratulate me. That's not what this is about. I'm saying this is such a serious thing. We're not a wealthy family. We had to move spending priorities around to make an allocation dedicated to doing this. It has cost us sacrifice in other areas to be able to do this. But the reason that we do it is because the stuff that we're giving up doesn't come anywhere close to what the former slave is getting by way of a new life. And we've talked about the Bag of Hope before, but it's really not just one bag. It's like a big bag with a lot of stuff in it. And then there's a bag of sorghum and a bag of seed. And there's a little she-goat. And there's additional tools and things that they use. You have basically all of the elements of starting a life over again that are given to people who have never had anything of their own to have. You know, they don't have their own food. They don't have their own clothes. They don't have their own toilet to go to the restroom at. There's nothing that's theirs. And all of a sudden, they're given everything that they need to live their life. That's what you do. You make that possible when you give that gift tonight. So, yeah, if you want to join the Family for Family Challenge, I'd love it if we had 12 families tonight say, we're gonna join Kevin and the McCullough family. We're gonna follow in those same steps. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe you could do $25 a month though, and that would be an amazing gift as well, to be able to liberate about 2.5 slaves over the course of a year. So would you be able to do that? Make the call right now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Todd, the other element of this, and you mentioned being a faith-based person, but I think it's important that people understand, is that some of the only reason most of these people were taken as slaves is because they're Christians, and the people that took them and kidnapped them do not approve of that because they are Arab Muslims.
Right.
And dominating and kidnapping and subjecting them to this treatment is, in a kind of a perverse way, their way of living out their side of their faith. And these women have gone through these painful experiences. And tonight we give them that back. They get their faith back. They get their life back. Pick up the phone, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Go right now. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or free recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the holiday music spotlight this weekend, she's Dancing with the Stars and violin playing phenom, Lindsey Stirling. Hopefully putting you in a bit more of the holiday spirit. Lindsey Stirling, enjoy to the world. It's Kevin McCullough. Next hour is straight ahead with the Ladies Lounge. The one and only Harris Faulkner joins me. You don't want to miss this.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.